Hey, everybody, this is Russell Brunson. We're welcome you back to the Marketing Seekers Podcast. I've got a special episode for you today. I'm not going to lie, I'm a little nervous to do this one. But there's been a bunch of questions that I've been getting over the last 24 hours. And this is probably the best format for me to kind of talk about it. So I'm going to be talking during today's episode about why I am pausing my inner circle.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, everybody. So yes, that is the news. As you've probably seen in the ClickFunnels community, there's been a lot of changes, announcements happening. On the ClickFunnels 5-year birthday, we did some big announcements talking about, you know, how we're simplifying the software, we're getting rid of some of the features, and just focusing on being the category king of sales funnels. We then talked about how we launched FunnelFlix, which is a training platform for people in funnels, and basically has all the courses that we used to sell for anywhere from, you know, a couple hundred bucks to a couple thousand bucks for free for anyone who's at the $297 a month level of ClickFunnels. And since then, we've had thousands of people upgrade to that level, which is really, really cool. And so now we're able to do more training. And so that was the first big announcement. And there's another big announcement happening at Funnel Hacking Live, which you guys are going to freak out about. If you don't have your tickets yet, go to funnelhackinglive.com and get them. And then on my 40th birthday, there's another big announcement. So those are three big things happening, but there's a lot of little announcements happening as well. And one of them I made last Friday, and it was more silent because it wasn't to everybody. It was just to a small group of in our market. And so a lot of you guys know I've had an inner circle coaching program now for over 6 years, since before ClickFunnels launched. And it's funny, and I shared this with the inner circle group. We had a group here on Monday and Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. And I kind of took today off and spent time with Nora. Went to the pumpkin patch with her, and then tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, I have my last inner circle meeting. And honestly, it's been so far, I'm only halfway through the week, but it's been like one of the most emotional weeks of my life. And so I kind of want to just talk about that, because I know a lot of people who listen to this podcast specifically, this has been a thing that they've been striving for. Like, I want to be in your inner circle. I want to get there. Like, this is my plan. Like, someday I want to do it. And I just want to kind of tell you the story behind it, and then from there talk about why I'm pausing it for a while, and hopefully it'll be good for you and inspire you and help you to make some decisions that are tough as well. And so that's kind of the game plan. But I'm going to go back in time a little bit. So when this whole thing started for me, so I had joined a mastermind group. It was Bill Glazer's mastermind group. Bill Glazer and Dan Kennedy's way back, man, over 10 years ago now, which is crazy. And I was in that group for 6 years. And then when Bill Glazer sold the company, I kind of dropped out, and I was like, I need another mastermind group. And I had tried to launch my own group a couple times with varied success. I had it once, and I had like five or six people sign up. And then I did it for a year or two, and it was kind of hard, and I canceled it. And anyway, but while we were building ClickFunnels, and I was writing the .com Seekers book, both of the things were happening at the same time. I started just having this I don't even know what the word is, like this desire, this need for like a mastermind group. And I tried to join a couple other people's, and just like I never got what I needed out of them. And finally, I kind of felt the pull, which I'm sure you guys have felt that pull, that calling, that whatever you want to call it, but that need of just like, I feel like I should start a group. And I remember looking at a bunch of people who had groups online and that were doing really well. And I was just like, oh, like that'd be so cool. And they were charging $25,000 for these things. And I was just like, there's no way that's going to be possible. But I want to try. And so I went out there and I tried to launch this thing. And first I launched a program that was $10,000. It was called our Ignite program. We started selling that and it was doing well. And then it grew to the point where it was too big. And I was like, I want to do like an inner circle. Like I want to have my own group that I work even closer with. And so we launched a $25,000 inner circle program. And at first, like nobody would sign up for it. We kept trying thing after thing. And like nobody, like people would sign up for the $10,000 thing, but nobody would sign up for the $25,000. And I was just like other people are selling things for that much. Like, why can't I? Like, what's wrong with me? And you know, we're building ClickFunnels at the time. I'm writing the .com Seekers book. And I remember finally we sold one. And the craziest thing to me is that the person that bought it paid $25,000 and they never showed up to any of the meetings, any of the things. Like the first person who signed up never asked for a refund either. We couldn't get this person to ever contact. So like, it was the weirdest thing. And I was just like, we got one person signed up, they won't even show up. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And then we sold another one and another, and we started selling a few, and it wasn't a ton. I think we had 5 or 6 probably, at the first meeting. And so I had my Ignite event, which had, I don't know, maybe 100 people that came to that. And then we did the Inner Circle right afterwards, which had like 5 or 6 people in it. And it was the first little mastermind group. And it was so awesome. In fact, I want to take a step back. I shared this yesterday with the Inner Circle members, but it was funny because this whole thing, like the writing .com secrets book and the building of ClickFunnels and stuff, came on the backside of a big business failure where I had to fire like 80 people and I didn't like the business I was in. And if you've read the .com secrets book, the intro section, I talk about how I woke up one day and I didn't love my customers, and I said I wish I had a boss so that person could fire me because I didn't want to go in. And about that time, I heard Eben Pagan talk about how you need to build out a customer avatar. And I thought it was the cheesiest advice ever. But I was like, all right, fine. I'm going to do this customer avatar exercise. And I talk about it in the .com secrets book. And so I sat down and said, okay, what's my dream customer look like? And first I thought from a male, like a man standpoint, right? And so I gave it a name. I said, I'm going to call him Mike. And I was like, what are some of the things about Mike? I'm like, well, he's successful. He used to be an athlete. I kind of list all these different things that my dream customer would have. And I took that to Google Images and I typed in Mike and all the phrases, and a whole bunch of pictures popped up, and I picked a dude who looked like someone that I'd want to hang out with that I thought would be cool. And I took that picture and I printed it out and I taped it on my wall. And I was like, well, I don't just want to serve men. I want to serve women as well. I think women are amazing. They have, you know, a lot of times have more power to change and impact than men. Not all the time, but a lot of times. And I was just like, man, if I could help serve women as well, I've never had it. And prior to that, just the reason why that was a big deal to me at the time is prior to that, you know, when I was doing coaching and stuff like that, I never had very many women that came into our groups. A few, but it was definitely more male dominant. And I was like, I want to work with women too. Like, they're so amazing, and I've seen the impact that that successful women can have on people. And I was like, I want that as well. So I wrote down a customer avatar on the female side, and I called her Julie, and I listed all these different names, and I went to Google Images, and I found a picture of that was like my dream Julie, and I printed that out and taped it on my wall. And I had these two pictures, and they became my, like, that was my dream. Like, I want to build a mastermind with those two people who are there and I can hang out with them. And so that's when this whole journey started, right? And we started getting some people in and had the group, and it was 5 or 6 people at this first mastermind group, and it was the beginning. And then we started, kept pushing it, and finally eventually we got to 8 and then to 10 people, and it slowly grew, and I would do meetings 2 or 3 times a year with them, and it was some of the most rewarding work I ever had a chance to do in these mastermind groups. And then I started talking about it. In fact, if you've been listening to this podcast for the last 5 or 6 years, I started talking about Inner Circle members because I was the closest with them. As they would have successes, I would talk about it on the podcast. And the more I talked about the Inner Circle members, the more people said, I want to be in the Inner Circle. And then we started getting more traction and more growth, and more people started coming into it. To the point where we had a full group of like 18 people, which was like, in my mind, I maxed out 18 people. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then we did a Funnel Hacking Live about that time, and we signed up like 10 more people. And then we had like 30. I was like, I can't do 30. I think I tried once to do 30 in a group, and it was like really, really hard. So like, I'm going to break into 2 groups. And then we had 2 groups of like 15 or something like that. And then one day I had this idea. I was like, what would it look like if I made this perfect? I was like, we could have, like, if I did 4 groups, like 4 groups of 25, that'd be 100 people. I could facilitate that. It wouldn't crush me, you know, too much of my time. I'd be able to still spend time doing, you know, ClickFunnels and everything else I'm doing. And so I said, you know, I could handle 100 people in this Inner Circle, and I'd be maxed out at that point. And so then I think I did a podcast about it, I'm sure, and I sent some emails out. And I said, you know, and again, we had maybe 35 people at the time. I said, just, you know, I'm capping at 100 people. When we hit 100, I'm shutting it down. And I didn't think that was going to ever happen. And within like 2 months, we hit 100 people. And it was crazy and intense, and it was insane. And we'd do these events where it's basically, you know, people would come, and it's 2 days times 4 groups, 2, 4, 6, 8 days, over 2 to 3 weeks. And it was like basically a month of my life, 2 to 3 times a year, was focused on Inner Circle members. And then I did these things called Deck End of Day, where they jump on a call on Friday, and I spend Fridays consulting with different people in the group. And it was just, again, so fulfilling, so rewarding. And it gave me the chance to have my hands on 100 people's businesses at a time in all sorts of industries. Like, it really, for me, was the training ground. It was the thing that gave me the ability to understand, you know, what works in this business and what's different, like what are the intricacies and the difference between an info business versus a supplement business versus a local business versus, like, I had this rare, unique opportunity for many years to just to work with so many companies and see and be on the front lines and be able to talk through Voxers with all these entrepreneurs and to figure things out. And it was amazing. And so again, we hit the 100 people and then we capped it down, and for like a year, no one could come in. And we started getting your normal attrition would happen. And after a year, we're down to like 70 or I don't know how many people were in there. And I was like, oh, we need to kind of get it back up to 100. And so we did a campaign, got back to 100. And then I had this idea. I said, you know what? I don't want to keep filling this up with new people. I want to make it where it's like, this is a group of people I'm going to work with. And I want to every single year come back with the same group of people, and together collectively as a whole, I want us all growing together. I said, how are we going to do that when we have people coming and going and things like that? It's really, really difficult. So we did a campaign with everybody. I said, we're starting a program. We're calling this Inner Circle for Life now. We're changing the name. It's called Inner Circle for Life. And when you're in, you're in. And if you leave, that's fine. You can leave. But if you leave, you can never come back in. Because a lot of people said, I'm going to leave. I'll come back next year. I'm going to take a year off. And I was just like, I hated that. And so we made Inner Circle for Life, where if you're in, you're in. And if you're out, again, we're still friends, but you can never come back in. And what happened next was insane. Like nobody, for the most part, nobody left. And Inner Circle was closed for the next two and a half years or so. And that brought me to where I am right now. And you know what? I'm going to share that on the next episode. I'm going to drag this story on, because usually my episode is about 10 minutes long. We're already at 12 minutes. And I want to share the rest of the story on the next one. So there's the buildup of where Inner Circle's come from in the last 6 years, and why I did it, and how we did it, and some of the amazing things and some of the experiences. So that's it for this episode. On the next episode, I'm going to talk to you about the transitions in my personal life and my family and everything, and why I'm pausing Inner Circle for now. I'm not pausing it forever, not indefinitely, but for a season I'm going to be pausing it. I'll tell you more about that on the next episode here at the Marketing Secrets Show. Thanks again, everybody, and I will see you on the next episode.
Want more marketing secrets? If so, then go get your copies of my two best-selling books. Book number one is called Expert Secrets, and you can get a free copy at expertsecrets.com. And book number two is called .com Secrets, and you can get your free copy at .comsecrets.com. Inside these two books, you'll find my top 35 secrets that we've used to become the fastest-growing non-VC-backed SaaS startup company in the world.